You were my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Ah, honey.
Do I want to go see the Temptations and the, I want to say the Four Tops or something like that?
Casino in the Poconos or something?
They're coming here to Williamsport.
Mm. Oh, well, that makes it easier.
Boy, yeah,
that's really tempting.
Makes it a lot more tempting.
That's very tempting. Almost temptation-y tempting.
Right. So same thing with the Bloomsburg Fair this year. I feel like it's important that I go to see the Beach Boys. I feel like it'll be my last
Is it just Mike Love nowadays?
Chance. Is it what?
Is it just Mike Love?
I don't know. I don't know who is or what, but they said the Beach Boys are coming to the Bloomsburg Fair. I said, that sounds like it's for me.
Is that where we went last year?
Yeah.
Hmm.
See Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll never know about that. I might be in for some Beach Boys action. Maybe John Stamos will come. get a twofer. Just don't let me get any more of that, sadly disappointing birch beer situation.
Oh, right. I will not. Don't worry.
I won't. I guess I'll forego the collector mug because the birch beer was not very good.
Yeah, I'll steer you away from that next time.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just remembering when those kids came up and asked us how the rides and stuff worked. Your answer cracked me up.
I was under... it was so close, and they were like, they wouldn't be deterred. They were like, you need to answer our questions. And I was like, I will not. They can't be held accountable at this point.
I don't think they knew how to take your answer either. That was the best part. They're like, we're going to go now. And I'm like,
thank you. That's all I wanted.
We're like, we just want to enjoy this sandwich before this concert starts. That's all we're trying to do here. Is have this sandwich while we're standing here. It's kind of wet and rainy, and then Vanilla Ice is going to come on the stage. That's all we want to have happen.
Cold old Star Trek for the win.
Nice. Nice work, old man.
Oh, the old man coming on reminded me. So, Ian, on The Masked Singer last week, they eliminated a singer who was actually pretty good.
I've heard of that show.
And I couldn't place it. I was overjoyed to find out who it was. Because they were actually a good singer.
Did I just get dropped?
Joe Bastianich. And he was good. It was stunning.
Speaking of names that I have no idea who you're talking about.
He is a restaurateur who is one of the judges on MasterChef.
Oh, clearly.
Anyone know who Joe Bastianich is?
Funny thing. I started typing his name into Google, and I typed in Joe, B-A-S-T, Joe Bastardi?
Oh, my.
Distinctly no.
Am I here?
Yes.
Yes.
You did disappear for a while there because...
I did. You know. Everything just got weird and silent when you were started talking about something.
So you didn't hear my whole Joe Bastianich story?
Totally missed it. What's that guy up to?
He was just on The Masked Singer, and he was very, very good. Like, actually legit good.
That's weird.
I was stunned when they unmasked him, and I went, really? Wow, Joe can sing?
Did he sing some Frank Sinatra song?
I don't remember what he sang at this point. I've already purged it, but he was spaghetti and meatballs was his costume.
Nice.
But yeah, he actually sounded very much legit good. It was something.
Were you wondering if he sung I Did It My Way, which I have now heard way too many times?
I don't think that's what he sang.
On the last cruise, it was a cruise for older people, clearly. And that song was performed in karaoke way too many times.
Mm. Do you now enjoy that song much like I enjoy... Oh, God, I just forgot to name that crap song that was on American Idol nonstop for like 6 years.
Nope, I need another clue.
Hallelujah. God, I hate that song.
Oh, that's my favorite song.
Oh, dude. I heard that song like 7,000 times in like 3 years of American Idol.
Watch less American Idol. Solved.
Yeah.
I so never want to hear that song ever again.
It's like your reason for hating Adam Driver. Don't watch Girls, not a problem.
Yeah. He's still a little bit weird, but whatever. Yeah, that's Kelly and I's wedding song.
Was I there?
Yeah. We didn't have a wedding song, so we picked one that we enjoyed.
Okay.
All we had was a weird old dude serving as a preacher inside of a casino.
Could have had Elvis.
All I remember is I stood up, I blacked out, and then everyone was clapping.
Oh, okay.
So I have filled in that time with whatever I want.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
It's rarely Phineas J. Frog that pops into my mind, but
it could have been.
Now it'll be.
Yeah.
Right? Now it will be.
What happened to your wedding? Well, let me tell you.
Oh, we put a sign out front that said free beer and everybody just came stampeding in.
That's funny.
Years later, we had to change the sign to free admission because you can't have free beer in a children's cartoon.
I miss old school cartoons.
You would.
I feel like modern kids are just so gypped by not having Saturday morning cartoons.
I agree. That's accurate.
That was glorious as a kid. Oh, so nice. All right, it's well after 9 o'clock. We should move this forward. Are y'all ready for this?
I ain't stopping you.
Da-da-da-da.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 416th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm here. We got Ian here, and we got the world's greatest streamer. He's here too.
Unlikely, but hey, thanks.
And I saw that one of your big rivals is got the cancer though. So you know, Ninja.
Oh yeah,
Ninja's in trouble.
I saw that too. Yeah. That's really terrible.
That's sad. I did not see that.
Gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad news for him. Hopefully he.
I mean, I can't stand watching him, but I didn't want cancer on him.
There's no reason for me to wish cancer upon him. I mean, right. You know, that no bueno. Now I don't know if all this stuff about P. Diddy comes out, maybe I should wish cancer on him. But you know,
when you say that sentence, are Terrence and Philip also playing in your mind?
No, but they are now.
Okay. I am wishing cancer upon you. Cancer of the head.
Okay, Philip. All right. This is the show covering the week of 327 through April 3rd. And your 7-day 4-star crash. No, there was no crash.
Oh, sorry.
Wait.
I didn't even know you started the show.
You didn't hear me?
No.
Huh. Okay.
No.
It went dead silent. I was like, oh, sad times.
Well, I didn't do the lead up, so maybe it just thought that my crash noise was, you know, noise and just canceled it out. I didn't do the, you know, the sound of the tire squealing sound effect, so, because I was yawning at the time.
Okay. Well, of the Titans.
Okay.
So this week you had Misty versus Quake. Did you Misty your way to victory?
I can't imagine that I even tried. That doesn't sound like something that I would do or
enjoy. Your Misty is sad. Right.
Yeah.
I didn't get to use her punch. I thought she had a punch, but...
She does. She's got bionic punch.
All right. Well, I didn't use that, but I used the other two powers, and it all worked out.
Yeah. Ian, however, you are gold for next week.
Yes. Tell me more.
It is the Hulkbuster versus Hulk.
Great.
You could easily punch your way to victory there.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Go to sleep.
Except in this one, it's really just one big punch.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bunch of, it's just kapow.
It should change when you use it against the Hulk.
That's true. That would be funny. In Storyland, you have a day, I think, to finish up your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. event for the Black King.
I should do that.
So if you've not done that yet, run that through. Coming up next, then, is Infinite Pursuit. That's running right now. Hood, Black King, Moon Knight, Shards there, Placement is Thing, and Weapon Hex. There is an undisclosed yet boss event tomorrow, but all of the boosted characters are the Women of Marvel.
Ooh.
I think this will tie in, my theory is in my brain, it's going to tie into the clue that we'll cover in the next release notes.
Ooh. I love a good mystery.
All right. And in the Puzzle Gauntlet, it will also be kicking up where you will get Cull Obsidian.
Nice.
In there.
Nice.
And I
don't think I need that, but I still want it.
And then looking farther below, I realized I never updated the PvP section.
Classic Craig.
Man. So there's, hold on one second, there's some PvP event running in process.
You blew it!
Yeah, that's likely.
Cull Obsidian is my lowest. I only have him at a 2-star, so.
So right now you got Hollow Point Kiss is running. That'll get you a Gray Suit Widow and some America Chavez. Placement is Angela and some Samurai Dokken. So there you go. In the news. All right, we got R22 release notes. Let me pull that up here. And Ian, if you're sitting down, we got a clue.
Oh, I am. Do it, Doug.
So the clue is original Widow.
Dot, dot, dot.
This is clearly Aunt May as the original Marvel Widow.
Ooh.
So this boss event tomorrow starring all the women of Marvel are for Aunt May.
Yeah. I like your hypothesis. I hope you're
but
correct.
But in a twist, the artwork will beat Marissa Tomei.
Sure.
Maybe there'll be a 3-star and a 5-star version. classic Aunt May versus George Costanza Aunt May.
Samurai says, spoiler, Aunt May is Batroc's mother.
You're the worst. It also says, you should have gotten a free cover for the Black King. Play with Hellfire Club members to earn daily play tokens to an exclusive vault. Hey, there's an all-new rebalance of Invisible Woman coming tomorrow,
what?
It says.
Oh, but she was good.
Yeah, they fixed Bubbles once.
Yeah, but she's still viable.
Yeah, I don't think...
Unless they're making her, like, super good.
Yeah, I'm curious now what this is, because I don't think there's anything wrong with her. There's much characters, much more.
They'll only make her better. They'll drop the cost of her green from 12 to 10.
Yeah, but there's much more characters in need before Bubbles.
I don't know.
Then it says...
Somebody's got to be the worst character.
Yeah, all it says
can't
is...
Can't fix them all, Craig. Yeah.
An ancient galactic threat is on the rise. Prepare yourself for a boss battle that will blow you away. That's what it says.
Oh. It's not Galactus?
Ancient.
Apocalypse?
Well, Galactus is much older than Apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, you stressed ancient, and I was like, I don't know, how much more ancient can you get than Galactus?
Ah, man, he's only old enough to go from one universe to a new one. I mean, you know, that's only so old. I don't know. So, I can't imagine it's... if it was another, you know, a standard Galactus event, they would have just said, hey, it's Galactus event.
Right. I guess we'll see. Here soon. It's almost tomorrow.
So that'll come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Yeah, it's very weird because the puzzle gauntlet is already an event in game, but yeah, no boss event yet. Normally they come out at the same time.
That's all I've got for the news. You guys have any news?
I can't say that I do, other than...
Can't say that I do.
Ray and I are preparing for the Path of Totality. I work that in as frequently as I can.
Our HR department sent out an email to, you know, stress to people, don't go out and stare at the sun.
The importance of staring directly into the eclipse.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, you know, myself not to go stare at the sun without protective eyewear. Here's what I don't understand is a lot of the local schools are closing early that day. Shouldn't they instead be having, like, science fairs or something that day where people they could actually, you know, teach the kids about eclipses and things?
That's what our school did. I remember one time there was an eclipse when I was in school. They had us, like,
the
go outside
camera?
And do the box on piece of paper thing, and yeah.
Yeah, you do the pinhole camera, you do the whole thing. Like, yeah, I don't know why our schools here are sending kids. I think it's now, in the sad modern world we live in, they don't want the liability of, if your kid looks at the sun while he's on school and a teacher present, it's the school's fault. If your kid stares at the sun at home, you know, then that's your problem.
Right. That just seems logical.
Ugh, sad times. All right, let's move up. This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, we're going to try a double dip.
Oh, Christmas.
Emma sets the X-Men on hellfire.
All right. Let's see what we got going on. Let's see if I can handle double the sunny with double the characters that I know zero about. Emma Frost. New X-Men is a 3-star character. Let's see. She's got some yellow and some blue and some purple abilities. Those being boosted learning, 9 yellow AP. She swaps the position of 2 selected basic tiles, then creates 3 strength 33 tiles. See, Emma increases her teammate's lowest level unlocked ability by 1. Plus 1 if they have the X-Men affiliation, up to level 5. Teammates with mutant affiliation also take 5% less damage from matches. And that scales up to swapping 4 selected tiles, creating 5 strength 55 tiles, and increasing...
What type of tiles is she creating?
Strike?
Oh, strike tiles. Okay, I missed that.
Strike tiles. And increases the ability by 3. So the biggest those tiles get is 175. My own best friend, 6 blue AP. Emma creates 2 strength 18 diamond protect tiles and then shifts into diamond form if she isn't already. Passive. While in diamond form, Emma's other powers are unusable, but her match damage is increased by 30%. She takes 15% less damage, and she cannot be stunned. If Emma has no diamond projectile, she reverts to human form. When all the teammates are downed, if Emma has no diamond projectiles, trigger my own best friend. This scales up to create 2 strength 46 projectiles, increase match damage by 50%, and reduce damage by 50%. Maximum level of the strength tile is 145. And lastly, she has a mental block, 9 purple AP. Emma projects her mind. She destroys up to 1 random enemy special tile, prioritizing repeater and countdown tiles. Then creates 2 countdown tiles. Limit 1? Okay. Then creates 2 countdown tiles that reduce all the active opponent's abilities levels by 1, minimum level 1. And that scales up to destroy 3 random enemy special tiles and reduce the enemy ability levels by 4. Alright, I will reflect on this character really briefly before I learn about the next one. I feel like it's got to be a 3-5-5. Mental block seems like a pretty good ability. At least, you know, it's annoying. And I feel like the diamond form will keep her around so she can keep being annoying and reducing people's the effectiveness of your opponent's powers. And that yellow ability was just ho-hum. I don't know that I've ever used her, but I did recently champion her.
Oh, there you go.
All right, let's talk about Emma Frost, Phoenix 5. She appears to be red, blue, and purple. Let's see what different things she does. Psychic Flames, 8 red AP. Let's see, Emma unleashes the Phoenix Force, destroying 4 selected tiles and dealing 1,019 damage to the enemy team. Then completely drain the team's red AP, dealing 155 extra damage per AP drained. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP or deal additional damage. Max level 4,095 damage and 623 is the bonus damage. The passive component. While she builds power, Emma's Phoenix Force increases her teammates' ability damage by 5%, plus 2 per red AP. Teammates with Phoenix Force affiliation deal an additional 5% ability damage. All right. So at the max level, this is destroying 8 tiles, dealing 1,639 damage, increase ability damage by 17%, additional 15% ability damage. She is once again her own best friend, 5 blue AP. Emma creates a 3-turn fortified countdown tile, and then shifts into diamond form if she isn't already. While in diamond form, Emma's other active powers are unusable, but her match damage is increased by 30%. She takes no match damage, and she cannot be stunned. When Emma's countdown tile runs out or is destroyed, she reverts to human form. When all teammates are downed, if Emma has no diamond countdown tiles, trigger my own best friend.
Now that no match damage is strong in 5-star world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Increase match damage by 50% as that scales up. And once again, creating a mental block. Let's see. She destroys up to 1 random enemy special tile, prioritizing repeaters and countdowns. Then creates a 2-turn fortified countdown tile that reduces all active opponents' abilities by 1. Did I scroll wrong? No, that's just the same. That's interesting to me. That scales up to create a 3-turn countdown tile, destroy up to 3 random enemy special tiles, and reduce ability levels by 3. Again, that sounds like a 3-5-5 just because her mental block combined with her my own best friend sound excellent. Psychic Flames was fine. It's just not as good as the other.
Yeah, I mean, don't take match damage and reduce your powers by quite a bit. So,
right. And cannot be stunned. Yeah, that's pretty excellent.
Good combos.
Yeah. So the internet says 5-3-5, and I'll tell you why. My own best friend, I didn't double check on the 3-star, but doesn't it only increase your match damage for extra levels? It goes from like 40% to 50% for that level hop.
Yeah.
So apparently people...
That's just not worth it. Okay.
All right, I can see that.
Sure.
What am I at?
That seems thoughtful. I was basing my criteria only on the descriptions of the powers, not any actual playability or math.
I'm using the ever-so-popular 355.
Which I recommended. Bad job.
And now, to me, I think for the same reason that you did, actually. And Craig's at a 553, which is even less recommended.
I have her fully covered.
These are the those are the three stars. I was only looking at the three stars. Now your five star is at a 443.
Wow, even that's impressive for me.
And
yeah, the fact that I even mine's higher than a one, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, Ian's got five covers.
Yeah, that's wild.
Dang, they must have been handing her out like candy at one point.
Yeah, something. Or she was in a vault that I was going for. Yeah, yeah, who knows? Awesome. So that's what's Double Sunny and Xandar. That's Emma and Emma, new X-Men and Phoenix 5.
Last time on X-Men. Did you watch that yet this week?
I have not.
Oh.
I was only recently informed that it is not simply the re-showing of the X-Men 97, but...
No, they're brand new episodes.
New retro episodes? Yeah. That's crazy to
they're
me.
They're brand new episodes with plot lines picking up from the old show.
All right. Maybe I can get Owen to watch through the old series with me, and then we'll hop into the new.
Yeah,
one.
The first couple came out last week, I think. So I watched the first two.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
All right, let's move on. Acting, thank you, Ian. What you got?
Oh man, let's see where we are in the order. Last week, this week, none other than legendary actress and singer Mary J. Blige. This week we will begin with none other than, you guessed it, Craig.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm going to try and copy an image and put it into the Discord here, because this is a character that I can't imagine a lot of people know who this is. So I'm going with a character by the name of Wildstreak.
Tell me more.
That's right. You never heard of her.
Truth.
She was a woman who was a gymnast. I got crippled by a mob boss. Her dad built her an exoskeleton, and then she said, mob boss, I believe she originally appeared in some Fantastic Four comics.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just saw that character and I went, Mary J. could pull that off.
Yeah, that's totally acceptable. I like it. All right. I guess that makes me next. Drat. Well, mine was less obscure than Craig's, but a little bit lazier. I just figured since, for the most part, the Netflix Marvel Universe is being scrapped and reworked with a few minor exceptions. So I feel like that's a great opportunity to recast Misty Knight as Mary J. Blige.
Okay. She can do that.
I think so. I think as Slugga was pointing out in the Discord, I think her time as Cha-Cha from the Umbrella Academy being a, gives that...
She was good in that.
Not that Misty is an assassin in any way, but, she's got that a really hard vibe that she did with that character as well. So I thought, Misty Knight, let's do it.
All
right. Raymond.
So very much in the same line that Craig was in, I looked at Mary J. Blige and went, huh? I had a real hard time with it, but eventually I found a character that I thought would fit. I don't even remember the name of Craig's pick, but similarly, I'm going with Elizabeth Rawson.
Uh-oh.
Who is the character Knockout?
Oh, my.
That's right.
3, 2, 1, Knockout! Ding, 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 ding.
Let me see if I can put an image in there. She is known for being in the group the Femme Fatales. She fought against, what was it? She fought Captain America and Paladin. She was also...
Have Gun Will Travel?
Her team attended an auction being held by the Tinkerer for the Venom symbiote and ended up fighting Domino and Psylocke from the X-Men. I don't know. This is a character I'd never seen. However, the description of the character and her powers, I think Mary J. Blige could easily pull off. So
sweet. Well done, sir. This was a challenging week, but I think we... brought it together well.
And if you think those picks suck, email Ray and tell him why.
He just wants comments, right?
Yeah. Ian, who's next week?
Ray. Next week is none other than Eddie Redmayne.
That we had to look up earlier. At least I did. Well,
yes, you had you to didn't look even up. Really.
We were quickly able to tell you who he was, yes. And you instantly knew.
Yeah, I did. Once I had one role described to me, I said, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
All right, Willie, what do you have in that mailbag? Thank you to Thespify, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Thespify. Not a Thespify. Whole lot this week, however. Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Made a comment on last week's show title, which was The Black King and I. Nice. He just said in italics, slow claps at the episode title pun. So, hey, thanks. Glad you liked it. Thank you, Ian.
Yeah. He and I hook up on the pun plane every now and again. Our minds meld somewhere in the pun universe.
Also, got a comment from Stinkpalm. Call back.
Whoa, classic.
Call back to a previous episode. If you can get Jarritos at 50 cents per, that's a steal.
It is a steal.
He says, I highly recommend the grapefruit Torona.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Similarly, the Mandarino.
Yeah, that's good too.
Mandarino.
So there you go. And he also says, one last comment, and this I found very interesting, 2-star Nightcrawler, who is brand new, and I think I got him champed, like, very recently. He says, 2-star Nightcrawler completely supplants Magneto in the 2-star Thor Storm Magneto team. So I guess he's recommending Thor Storm Nightcrawler. He says, Nightcrawler Sweet. Is fantastic. Interesting. I've never used him, so I'll give him a try.
Yep.
So
I will invest in him based on that recommendation.
Thanks for the tip, Stinkbomb, and thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You.
All right, let's see what's going on here. There's stuff. There's things. Holy majoli. All right. Just going to have to read everybody some words. All right, I will.
Well, you don't have to cover Emma Frost again.
Yep, I'm going to take a pass on Emma. I am 40. His red damage, tons of direct damage. His blue AoE also boosted. Magneto.
I hear he's useless now.
Is he?
No, that was about the 2-star. Come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was in that team. No, 3-star Magneto is very self-sufficient. He's making boosted protect tiles. His red and blue damage is all beefed up. That's going to be good. Mystique, when she shows up with her Master Stroke, she'll do some good old damage, as will Storm with her attack tiles. Yes, she has attack tiles. I skipped over Angel because I don't really know what he's all about. Bishop, however, in the 4-star zone, bigger protect tiles and more damage from his blue and bigger protect tiles from his yellow. Let's see. Emma Frost. Why is it always Emma Frost?
I just wanted to see if he's going to get there.
Oh, man. All right. Her labor for learning makes stronger strike tiles and buffs them better. Hulkbuster, soon to be fighting the Hulk. What's he up to? He does a ton of red damage, and his strike tiles and protect tiles will be increased in his black and blue powers, respectively. Kitty, pirate version, what's she up to? Bigger protect tiles, stronger special buffing. Her countdown tiles deal more damage and buff specials more when she steals them, and more damage when her repeater goes off, not just a fate. Probably Namor. What's this? What's Imperius Rex up to these days? Let's see. More damage when he is dishing out his mercifulness. Ooh, more damage and bigger AoE. He's getting great.
As a character, it needs a rework.
Yeah, ever since they edited out his Q zone, he's gotten even more powerful. Archangel, 5-star, is boosted. More blue damage, more green damage. You guessed it, aerial superiority, dealing more damage. Iceman is boosted. Ooh, he's a challenging character to fight. More repeater damage from his green, and his countdown holds off more damage for the champion defender. Oh, gosh. What else? What else? What else? Iron Man. I remember him. What's he up to? He's got the winning team. That's doing damage based on allies. And countdown tiles deal more damage with the house party protocol. Looks like Phoenix, the Jean Grey version. What's she up to? More AoE with her green. More damage and stronger strike tiles with her red. and better buffs to the strike, attack, and protect tiles with Psychic Rapport. Oh, Magneto. Here he is again, doing some things. Dealing more damage based on how much yellow AP. Stronger protect tiles from his yellow and bigger strike tiles from his red. And Storm is doing more damage with her Gathering Clouds. No other abilities are affected. There's the boss event this weekend, so the list isn't super helpful. Use 5-star Iceman in PvP. He's very good. And then, Samurai appears to have built a replica Johnny 5, and it looks amazing.
Number 5 alive!
I'm sure that movie doesn't hold up.
No!
It doesn't. It does in my heart. I feel like watching it now would be just a real letdown.
Yeah.
It happened when I watched Flight of the Navigator with my son. In my mind, that movie was incredible.
Is it real bad?
And then and I may have found it funnier in my youth. I didn't remember that the entire movie was the alien ship doing a 30-minute knockoff Pee Wee Herman impression, and then the movie ends. And at one point you go, whoa, is that a really young Sarah Jessica Parker? And then you continue on with your life.
Doesn't she look like a foot?
Well, always. Just a smaller foot. So, yeah, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, Ian, crack open some ice cold. Pop, pop!
Oh, are you ready for this, Craig? This segment is so sketchy this week.
Uh-oh.
But, nope, this is going to be awesome. Now, I know you don't even need to be sitting down, because I did you dirty last week, and I'm sure you know I'm going to do it again. This week's band, Craig, Day 6.
Day 6.
Pretty straightforward.
All right, so clearly there are 32 members of Day 6.
Four. Four members of Day 6. In fairness to this ridiculous nonsense, they had 6 when they started a bajillion K-pop years ago, which was 2015. Two of them were like, yeah, we can't keep doing this. And just peaced out. And now the 4 of them just keep doing this. The only thing that I wasn't off-put by was the fact that the 4 of them appear to play instruments in their music video, and I appreciate that. But
I would emphasize again, the word appear.
Yeah, musically they're not for me. And
now it may just be that when they were 6. Recording the video, they were told to really emphasize, like the keyboard is like really emphasizing that he's playing the keys that are clearly not in the song. But yeah. Maybe they were told to overact it, and they do actually right. Play the instrument.
Maybe. It's hard to say, but yeah, it's something else.
Painful is what that was.
Yeah, it was. I didn't love it. Even the short clip, just know that it doesn't get better or worse. This is the best of it.
No, sir. Didn't like it.
Ray usually picks the best of it, and it's all you got. So now, the other half of this segment, before it gets called into question, let me tell you that it's absolutely sketchy, but I just recently had one, like, it super holds up. Sorry, I was thinking about it and how much I enjoyed it, and more so than I thought. So this week, I'm taking a break. I still do have some more Mystify sodas coming your way, but I did not have the review ready for this week. So, but I do get to review, you guessed it, Hawaiian Punch.
Oh, old school.
Yeah, it comes in a can. I think it counts.
But it doesn't pop.
I thought maybe you were going to go with some Yoo-Hoo, you know, good old chocolate pop.
No, see, that was even sketchier than this. It feels milkier than it does pop.
Right.
So this feels juicier than it does pop, but it was borderline. But it's delicious. I remembered it. I got a can prepared for it to be too sweet, and it is not. It is, or at least I desired the level of sweetness that it offers now. But overall,
I don't know. Anytime I think I've ever had it in the past gajillion years, it always seems to show up with a big chunk of orange sherbet, you know, floating in it.
Oh, that sounds good, too. Mmm. That sounds great. I wish I were eating that right now. I like sherbet. I can eat that without getting too sick.
I don't think I can.
That's a good idea. No, I wouldn't risk it if I were you. I'll try it, and I'll tell you how it goes.
I'm assuming while you were on the cruise, Erica like told you that I finally did that food allergy study, and yes. It was like, please don't have milk. That will kill you dead. And I went, yeah, I'm aware of that one. Thanks.
Yeah.
The surprising one was chicken.
Yeah, it tells me I have a mild allergy to chicken. I didn't know that was possible for anyone to be allergic to chicken, but somehow I am. And for the fact that I eat a lot of chicken, right. I mean, I eat a lot of chicken.
93% of your diet.
Yeah. I mean, I eat chicken, you know, at least four days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually read your text, well, at least most of it, and went down the list, and we're like, yeah, oh, sure, yeah, chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, the mild ones are like, whatever, but yeah, it was the death ones are like, don't have milk, don't have yogurts, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I understand that one. Those things put me in the hospital. Yep. Sorry, got distracted.
Yeah. So,
So
yeah, I didn't even know where we were or what was happening.
Sure, bit from the Hawaiian punch.
While we were waiting, though, an Ergamash said in December Ian should get an eggnog float. It's eggnog ice cream and eggnog.
Ugh.
Also, please don't die.
Yeah, I was gonna say none of that sounds good. Unfortunately, yeah. I don't care for nog in general. It's just not my favorite holiday beverage. It's kind of it's just heavy.
Yeah,
it drinks heavy. It tastes heavy. I don't like it. But ooh. Sorry, just thinking about it bumps me out.
All right. Where were we?
I think I was going to say something along the lines of thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnify. Is something wrong with the Earth's gravity? Why is everything so heavy? Ian, do you have Steam open?
Yes. I am in the middle of a Marvel Puzzle Quest update. I'll need you guys to go ahead of me.
All right, well, okay. I went way ahead. I accidentally went ahead and clicked it, and it's been sitting on this purple cover for like 5 minutes, and I'm really dying to see who it is.
Get it done.
It is the best option, X-23 Weapon Hex Living Weapon.
Nice.
Greg Stallmore.
All right, I'm going to open half a dozen of these, maybe. Eddie Venom. Professor X. Black Cat. Professor X again. Eddie Venom again. Wolfsbane. All right, well, that was unexciting. Ian, are you ready now?
I am super close. Sorry, it was a surprisingly large update. It was like a 4 gigabyte update.
I'm going to give you this whole new mystery Aunt May event for tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, right. All right. I have not even opened it yet, but I'll start and say, all right, it's a 4-star. That. Oh, it's Thor, Goddess of Thunder, Power Surge. Good news, I got 50 bonus shards for Shang-Chi. That was exciting.
Yeah, that's super good.
Oh, did you happen to do anything with the Madness of March vault?
Yeah! Holy smokes, thanks for reminding me. I absolutely took your advice, and I bought a 10-pack, and it didn't go exactly the way I dreamed, but I think it went really well.
Okay.
I got, so the first 4 that I opened were latest legend tokens.
Okay.
Then I got an Okoye cover. And so now I have Okoye fully covered.
Nice.
And then I got 2 Kleas, which I needed. And then I got like an America and something else, which were just, you know.
Left. Oh, so no rosters. No roster slots.
No rosters, but. But the four latest legend tokens plus Okoye was a real big deal.
Sure.
Having another fully covered 5-star. I'm up to 2. Just starts. Once you get 1, it's easy. Then they just start piling
up. Well, you know who works well with her? Everyone.
Everybody. Yeah.
Which is not true, but like 90%
of
everyone.
But a large amount of characters. Yeah. All right. Thanks then to the OG. This guy. Ian, what is on the podcast network?
The Podcast Network, which is the soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soon-to-be-named-network.com. This and so many other excellent podcasts. You can check us all out with direct links to each of our shows on soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Do you have anything else for the good of the order?
I can't say that I do.
I'm going to wish everybody a happy opening day, and yet somehow my New York Mets have already been eliminated from playoff contention.
You betcha. Buddy.
Their opening day.
I don't even think it's a thing in baseball, but I think they've been relegated.
Yeah. Their opening day was already postponed from tomorrow till Friday.
Oh.
So, due to lack of interest. No, it was a weather event of some kind.
Will, do you think the, recent events in Baltimore, will this affect the Orioles opening day?
I don't know. I would assume not, but I don't know.
They don't really need that bridge. They'll just work around it.
I think I did see that they just got sold.
Nice. Oh, who bought them?
I don't know, some guy.
Oh, like there's a new principal ownership, or they're moving to a new city?
No, stayed in the city, just new owner, I believe.
Okay, that's I thought it was like another Mark Davis thing where he just bought the entire city of Oakland and moved it to Vegas.
Well, that guy is a jerk. Best haircut in all of sports.
Absolutely. Best haircut in all of billionaires.
Do you think maybe him and Trump go to the same like haircut guy?
Delusion 101? Yes. I've been so rich for so long, no one is brave enough to tell me that I look like a jagoff.
I mean, now to be fair, if I ever win this lottery and I'm that rich, I don't care what I look like either. I mean, you look like a bum. Yep. What's your problem? I'm rich. All right, let's move on. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray or put them in the MPQ subreddit or onto the forums. If you want to, you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner. Maybe you can find some discount Easter candy come Monday. Buy yourself a bunch of that, and that'll send something our way. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, whatever you do, don't cross the streams. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends. Good night.